There's a bunch of changes to unemployment law being pushed this year by the state's business lobby, but this one stands out.
For us, that's probably the holy grail on this list.
That's James Buchan, who represents Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce on the state's Unemployment Insurance Advisory Council. He's talking about a plan that would establish a new standard called substantial fault when it comes to deciding whether a discharged worker qualifies for unemployment. As Buchan describes it,
there are those circumstances where employers, I think, legitimately feel that they have been wronged by the employee and had very good reasons to discharge them and don't want to pay unemployment benefits on them either, yet they wind up being forced to pay benefits.
Buchan says this plan would correct that. The Walker administration says it's aimed at workers who do something egregious, like get mad at their employer and drive a forklift into their wall. But labor attorney Victor Forberger says it's much broader than that and could even deny benefits to people fired for minor infractions. For employers, he says the standards are easy to meet.
And for the employer community, in the short term, they may have their unemployment taxes go down, but it's going to create a lot of downward pressure on wages for folks. And wages will decline, and people's ability to buy things will decline. And so in the long term, it's going to lead to some real problems in the state's economy.
Forberger says it would rewrite unemployment law in ways not seen since 1932, when Wisconsin set up the first unemployment compensation system in the nation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.